From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting at least two gunmen opened fire in a marketplace Wednesday in Tel Aviv, killing four people and wounding at least five. Ben Hartman is with the Jerusalem Post.
It's a very tranquil, kind of upscale shopping area that was only recently built, and it's also right next to the Defense Ministry headquarters. It's not the type of place where people have their guard up or expecting something.
Police say the two gunmen were neutralized. There has been no claim of responsibility. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress Wednesday.
Let us work together to convert shared ideals into practical cooperation. There can be no doubt that in advancing this relationship, both nations stand to gain.
In his speech, Mr. Modi called for a closer relationship between India and the U.S., particularly when it comes to fighting terrorism. Mr. Modi's trip to the U.S. is an attempt to strengthen the growing relationship between the two countries. A U.S. State Department spokesman says his department will provide a congressional panel with preliminary information about the deliberate editing of a 2013 public briefing. An exchange with a reporter on the subject of the Iran nuclear negotiations was deleted from the video, but retained in a briefing transcript. The edit had raised questions about the administration's transparency on the talks. A spokesman says a preliminary response will be given to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. He said a fuller response on the matter will be submitted in a week or so. This is VOA News.